Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's lesson is the 22nd chapter of the Laws of Sanhedrin, the Laws of Judges.
First ruling. Shnaim shebo'u lefanecho ledin. Two litigants that come before you for a trial. Echot rach, one is gentle and soft. Ve'echot koshe, and the other is hard, burdensome, a quarrelsome person. Then atchiloi tishma es difrayem. If you have not yet heard their arguments. Oi or, mishetishma es difrayem. You have already heard their arguments. But v'iyato yadei al hechona dinoite. But you do not know yet which turn, what kind of a turn the judgment will take. In other words, who is guilty and who is innocent. At that stage, Atur Ashoi Loimolahem, you are permitted to say to them, Eini Niskok Lochem, I'm not bound to you. In other words, I therefore do not wish to decide your case. Why? Shemi Yisrayef Akoshe, because you may be afraid that maybe the hard and harsh person will be found guilty. V'nimtza roidef achar adayon, and it will come out that he will pursue and persecute the judge. And you do not want to be bothered by that. Avol mishetishma es divrayem, but once you have heard their arguments, v'teida l'heichon adin noite, and you do know in whose favor the verdict is turning, then you are no longer permitted to say, I'm not bound to you. In other words, you can no longer withdraw from the case, but you must complete it. As it is said, you shall not be afraid before any person. Which means, you should not say, Ish ploini roshahu, that individual is a wicked person. Shemo yarages bni, if I will convict him, maybe he will kill my son. Shemo yadliges gdishi, maybe he will burn down my heap of grain. Shemo yekatzis netio soy, maybe he will cut down my plants. You're not allowed to think that way, but you must carry out justice as it appears. But if that judge was appointed to act as a judge for the community, then he is bound to them, he is bound to try all cases, he cannot withdraw from a case even before having heard the arguments or before knowing what turn the verdict will take. Halacha base. The Chaim Talmid, likewise with regards to a disciple, Shoya Yosef Lifnei Rabboi, who sits before his master, the judge, before his teacher, Veroz Chus Leoni, and he sees a point in favor of the litigant who is poor, Vechoivo Leoshia, and he sees a point to convict the litigant who is wealthy, Im Shosak, if he remains silent, and he does not speak out, and this leads his master to render a wrong verdict, or even if he does not know yet that it will be a wrong verdict, but he sees something clearly in favor of the one as opposed to the other, but remains silent, then he is also violating the negative precept of you shall not be afraid before any person. And of this it is said also, Midvar Sheker Tichok, you shall keep far away from falsehood. How do we know that a judge should not permit a student, a disciple who is a boor, an uncultured person, an ignorant person, to sit before him? Talmud Loima, because scripture says, Midvar Sheker Tichok, you should keep far away from falsehood. Halacha Gimel. Ominayin, and how do we know? Le Talmid, with regards to a student, a disciple, Shero Rabbi Shetoye Badin, who sees that his master, his teacher, who is the judge, errs in judgment. And he sees what the mistake is. Shelo Yoima, that he, in other words, the disciple, should not say to himself, Amsin Loi, I will wait for him, Achi Gome Hadin, until the case will be concluded and he will render judgment, and then Ve'estereno, and then I will upset the verdict. by showing, manifesting the error committed. Vavinenu, and I will build a new verdict. I'll give a contrary decision. Kadeshi Korya Din al Shmi. He is waiting to say that till after the verdict, in order that the verdict, the case, will be called on by my name, in order by this disciple's name. You're not allowed to do that. Talmud Loimar, therefore scripture says, Midvar Sheker Tichok, you shall keep afar from falsehood. Halacha Dalet. Mitzvah Loimar Lebale Dinim Batchilov. It is incumbent and commendable for the judges to say to the litigants right at the outset, Badinatem Reitzim, do you want a trial with a legal verdict that shall be binding, or be pshaw, or a settlement by arbitration, by compromise? Imrot to be pshaw, if they want, they agree to a settlement, to arbitration, oisim b'neim pshaw, then they make a settlement among them. In other words, then the judges will try to arrange some kind of an arbitrated settlement. The whole basin oisim pshaw tomit. And any court that always works out a settlement, a compromise between the litigants, hareze meshubach, it is praiseworthy. For all of Neymar, and of it is said, mishpat sholom shiftu b'sha'areichem, judge a justice of peace in your gates. Ezu mishpat shieshima sholom, what does that mean? What is the justice that has peace accompanying it, tied to it? Eber it is, you must say, it is Zebisua, this refers to arbitration. Because with arbitration, both sides will feel good. It is not that one is found the way it would be with a pure, strictly legal judgment, that one is found guilty and the other one innocent. Here, each one gains something, and therefore there remains peace between them. And thus it is also said with reference to King David that Vahi David oise mishpot utstoko l'chol amoi, and David made justice with righteousness, with charity to all his people. Here again our sages ask, Ezu mishpot sheshim utstoko, which is the justice that has charity and righteousness with it? Heve oimer, you should say, ze bitzua, it is arbitration, vehi apshor, which is a settlement through compromise. Bamedvor memurim, when does this hold so, that they should offer them compromise? Koidim gmardin, before the case has been completed and a verdict has been issued. Afapisha shoma divreim, even though the judge may already have heard their arguments, the Yodan, he knows already what turn the verdict is going to take. Mitzvah litzoya. It is still commendable, it is still a mitzvah to suggest to them to arrive at an arbitrated settlement. So you can offer a settlement, an arbitration, right to the very last minute, up to the point of the actual issuance or the actual rendering of the verdict. But after the case has been completed and the verdict has been rendered, the Omar and the judge has said, Ish ployni, so and so, ato zakai, you are innocent, Ish ployni, ato chayev, so and so, you are guilty, Einer sholas pshor b'neim. Now at this point the judge is no longer allowed to suggest or make an arbitrated settlement between them, Elo yikoy fadines ohor, but let the law pierce the mountain, meaning let the law take its course as it was pronounced. Halacha hei. Afo pi sherotzu bale hadin bipshoro bebeisin. Notwithstanding the fact that the two litigants wanted and agreed to an arbitration in court, Yeshlehem Lachzoyer, they can revoke, they can take back this agreement, Velitboya Sadin, and demand a purely legal decision. Ach Yiknum Yachneim, unless the court has the kinyan on the part of both litigants, in other words, that both litigants had committed themselves by means of a kinyan to abide by the arbitrated settlement to be rendered by the judge. Halacha Vav. Yofo koyach pshoro mekoyach hadin. The power of arbitration of a settlement is greater than that of a purely legal decision. How do we see that? Sheshnei hedyotos shedonu, for two ordinary men that tried a case, since they are not professional, they are not really properly competent to act as judges, but the litigants have decided to accept their verdict upon them. Nonetheless, ein dineihem din, their decision is not necessarily valid, does not hold legal force. The yeshle bale dinim lachzer behem, and the two litigants may reject it, may go back on it, and ask for a new trial. But veim osu pshoro, but if they made an arbitrated settlement, even if they are ordinary men, in other words, not competent judges, the konumi yodam, and these two hedyoitas, these two ordinary men, had a kinyan on the part of both the litigants, in other words, both litigants have committed themselves before them to abide by their arbitrated settlement, they can no longer go back on it, they are bound by this arbitrated settlement. Halacha Zayin, osul echot min adayonim, it is forbidden for any one of the judges, keshe yotzo mi beistin, after leaving the courthouse, loima, to go out and to say, ani hu hamezake, I was the one who voted for acquittal, or yamechayev, I was the one who voted to convict, vechaverai cholkin olai, but my colleagues differed with me, held a different position, avol mo ese, what can I do, shehem robolai, they were a majority against me. He is not allowed to tell that. He is not allowed to reveal what went on in the process of rendering the decision between the judges. Bim Omakein, if he did speak this way, Harehu Bichlal Hoylech Rochil Megalesoit, then he belongs to the category of whom it is said that he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Echot, it once happened with one disciple, that he revealed things that had been said, confidentially obviously, in the house of learning, 22 years later. Though he said it 22 years after the event, for it's you based in the Beis HaMedrash, the tribunal, the court, expelled him from the study hall, the Chizuolof, and they proclaimed publicly about him, Ze Megale Soitu, this person is one who reveals secrets. Halochoches. Shoal Echot Mi Bale Dinim, if one of the litigants asked, Lichtois Loi Psak Din, to record, to write down for him the legal decision, the verdict. He can get his wish granted, and Koisin Loi, they write it for him, Kach, the following way. Bo Ploini Le Beistin Shaploini, so and so came to such and such court. In Ploini Baldinoi with so and so, his opponent, the counter litigant. Sheto'onoi bekach, who argued against him such and such. Ve'yotzo zakai, oichayov, and he emerged from court innocent or guilty, whatever the case has been. This is the piece of paper, the transcript that he gets. Ve'noisnim loy, they give it to him, but ve'ein maskirin shem hamezakin ve'loy shem hamechayvin. But they will not put down on that piece of paper the names of those who voted for acquittal, or those who voted to find guilty. All they will write down, Elo based in Shaploini, that it was such and such a court, Midivreyem, Nistako Ploini, by their verdict, by their words, so and so was acquitted. Alohotes. Kachoyo min hogom shel anshe Yerushalayim. Thus was the practice of the people of Jerusalem, in other words, the judges of Jerusalem. Machnisin bale dinin, when the court sat, they brought in the litigants, the shoymin divrayim, and they heard their statements, the tarnaseim, and their arguments. And then machnisin mo'edim, they brought in the witnesses, the shoymin divrayim, and they heard their statements. And after they had heard everything, moitzin kol odom lachutz, they dismissed everybody to go out, so that only the judges themselves remain in the courtroom. But the yonim noisim and noisim beneim badover, and the judges discuss and deliberate the case among themselves. The goymin et adover, and they conclude the case among themselves. V'achakach machnisim baledinim, then they bring back in the litigants. The godol shebedayonim oimer, and the most prominent amongst the judges, then says, speaks out and says, Ish Pliny, so and so, Ato Zakai, you are innocent. Ish Pliny, so and so, Ato Chayef, you are guilty. This procedure is followed, in other words, that the deliberation and the discussion is done strictly in private among the judges, with no one else being there, kidei shelo yeda echot mibale dinim, so that none of the litigants will know eize dayan hu misha ziko isoi, which is the judge that found him innocent, veloi eize dayan hu shechivoi, nor will he know which is the judge that found him guilty. Halacha Yud. Dayon shu yodea b'chaveroi. If a judge knows about one of his colleagues, shu gazlon, that he is a robber, in other words, dishonest, or a rosho, or a wicked person, osu litztoref imoi, he is forbidden to be joined together with him, in other words, to sit together with him as a colleague in one tribunal. Shenemar, as it is said, midvar sheker tichok, keep away, keep afar from falsehood. Vekacho yunekiye hadas shebirushalayim oisin, and thus was the custom of the pure-minded in Jerusalem, that ein yoishvin badin, they would not sit down to act as judges, ad sheyedu im mihem yoishvim, unless they knew beforehand with whom they are expected to sit. And they would not sign a document till they would know beforehand who is going to sign along with them. And they would not come in to partake in a meal until they would know beforehand who is going to dine with them. In other words, they were particular, they were meticulous to make sure to know beforehand who is going to be associated with them, and to make sure then that those people would be proper people, honest, decent people, and not to give credibility to dishonest people by associating with them, by partaking with them, sitting with them either at a dinner table or signing along with them or acting as judges along with them.